The executive order by Governor Terry McAuliffe restores the voting rights to all violent and nonviolent felons who finish their sentences and supervised release as of Friday. Since it was announced, Republicans like Speaker of the House William Howe have come out in force against the move, calling it an abuse of power.
This broad sweeping in of 206,000 convicted felons from all types of crimes, all types of situations, is unprecedented.
Republicans say McAuliffe is trying to set up a win in Virginia this November for his friend Hillary Clinton, as the Commonwealth is considered a key swing state in the presidential election. But the governor denies that motivation, saying there's elections every year in Virginia.
If politics were a reason and I wanted to do it for political reasons, I think I would have done it last year before I tried to win control of the state Senate. I needed only one seat.
While the governor says he ensured he was on solid legal ground with the order, some experts believe Republicans will challenge the executive action in court because previous governors have said the blanket restoration of rights would require a change to the Virginia Constitution. Ian Price, WFIR News.